Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Upgrades to Cass City's aging wastewater treatment plant are finally happening. The walls are going up on the plant's clarifiers by the Cass River, along with cement walls that are 20 feet high for the oxidation ditch. Work to begin to address the needs of the wastewater plant began back in 2020. Village manager Debbie Powell also explained it has taken so long because of the numerous rules and regulations that had to be met in order to secure the necessary funding of grants and loans to help lower the cost of the project. Detailed engineering plans had to be developed to address the work that is needed to be done to keep the facility operating efficiently, as well as to extend the plant's lifespan. The cost to revamp the wastewater treatment plant is approximately $16 million that will be paid back over the next 40 years. And another news for today. The Tuscola County Economic Development Corporation announced a tax break that will help a business with a major expansion. The Fremont Township Board of Trustees approved a 12-year tax abatement of 50% for the $514,000 expansion of Laser Marketing Technologies during the last meeting. The expansion will help the business's 25 employees keep their jobs and add on 7 new ones. The business manufactures lasers and printers that are designed specifically for operation in harsh environments with minimal maintenance. During the meeting's public hearing, Sam Palmiter and Tuscola County EDC Director Alicia Proctor explained and answered questions about the company and its expansion. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Sanilac County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March the 17th. In the boardroom at 60 West Sanilac Avenue in Sandusky. According to the preliminary agenda, some of the items that commissioners are expected to approve include placing a millage renewal request on the August ballot to fund the parks, to increase the park's board per diem, as well as contract to do an environmental study at 69 Lexington Street in Sandusky. Commissioners are also expected to approve the sheriff's request to send a deputy to the Oakland Community College's Police Academy at a cost of $5,850. And in other news for today, the Reese Public School District's Board of Education is carefully moving forward with some planned upgrades. The board approved an agreement with TSSF to use their architect and construction management services for the band room renovation and the building of automation system projects. This is not the only upgrade that is being done. Superintendent Jordan Ackerman also explained, quote, our planning is on track for the band room and for the multipurpose room. The renovations will begin once school lets out and will be completed before the next school year starts. The renovation work is funded by the 1.5 mils for 5 years sinking fund millage that voters approved back in 2025. And in other school-related matters, the Great Start Readiness Program sign-up will be on March the 25th, and the Kindergarten Roundup will be on April the 23rd. Also, Kylie Nelson was selected as the district's Friend of the Youth to be honored during the Meet of Champions in Caro in May. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.